With Zarathustra? Yeah, of the books. Yeah, I don't know. With the work I have done on comedy, I've kind of looked at some Nietzsche. I really find Eka Omo to be the funniest because he approaches it ironically, and yet he also uses elements of the Alazon to boasting and blustering, but at the same time it's done on a level. Zarathustra, I think it's a great book, but I don't know. I've never found it particularly hilarious, and I yeah, no, I mean I like it too. I mean, I think it is funny, but I just the pseudo biblical or the parody of the biblical style and so forth, it just hasn't appealed to me. A colleague or peer of mine or some friend anyway once said to me that it was when he was 13 it meant a lot to him. He'd take it up to his room at night, but I don't know. I didn't read Zarathustra at 13. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he was doing with it up there though, that's what I Yeah, or in fact, I would see that when he says tragic philosopher in italics, I think that he's already saying that. That I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what. How would you separate them though? Along what lines?
Well, just in listening to conversation, people may be reading Nietzsche comically against perhaps Nietzsche that is not taking the irony where it is irony and not reading the irony where it is.
Yeah, but are you saying that those should be? Because see, I don't think it's that easy to identify where they are and how they work. I mean, I think that's part of the, in a sense, the joke. That a lot of these passages, I wouldn't argue unequivocally that they're ironic or comic. I think that Nietzsche skirts this in a way that makes the issue of reading a little bit troublesome sometimes in these. And
is that purposely integrated into his rhetoric, the fact that right now people have difficulties of knowing where to
see? I would be inclined to say yes. I don't know, Professor Rosen, you in your preface to the reading we did for the reading group on, you mentioned that we need to restore seriousness to philosophy. So I don't know whether you may be completely in opposition to this.
No.
It wouldn't surprise me if you're, because I don't, all I'm saying is that there's this, that it's in part, that I don't see it as either that Nietzsche is overwhelmingly serious or that it's all just a big joke. I don't think that at all.
Since you asked me that question, let me quickly reply to
okay.
It. God forbid that anyone but Cornell should think of me as opposed to humor. There's a difference between being comic and that's why I asked you my question.
Yeah, about Aristotle. Yeah.
I think myself, great danger that stems from what is called postmodernism. Now, I'm not concerned with the virtues of it, but a great danger that stems from this whole movement that one could call by the portmanteau term, postmodernism, is that it reduces to triviality the very enterprise of philosophy. I take a man whom I criticize constantly. He's an old friend of mine. He's another person. Let's take Rorty. As far as I'm concerned, Rorty has done, on the one hand, great good in liberating, thousands of people who apparently needed that sort of thing from the nonsensical corsets and liberal philosophy. But on the other hand, he's done terrible harm by his own nihilism, his own cynicism.
That's interesting. So you see overwhelming seriousness is kind of another form of trivializing then, right?
Yeah, I think that one has to be happy. You know, Nietzsche makes that clear constantly. The gay science, the word that one uses today, you know, you fear a Trump thing because it has other meanings. Mm-hmm. But the gay science connotes very well what is meant by the old notion of the philosopher as a person of good nature, and therefore
that's interesting. So the seriousness is the other.
Restore seriousness. Let's get serious, as they say.
Yeah.
Life.
Other than the
comedy series.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we can tell good jokes.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, what the hell, you know. Whatever is happening, baby, or whatever it is that he's
doing. Yeah.
That's good. I think it's part of what Nietzsche's doing. So I think it's a good spot to stand, right?
Yeah, I think it's clear that
but more than a joke, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a scenario. A joke only receives the effect of it taken seriously in earnest. The connection is a challenging idea of humor.
The humor is a kind of resituating, which is also part of what Professor Rosen was hooking up with the Aristophanes kind of comedy, or the Aristophanes with the bulging erections or